You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk. The presenter of the Pronk Pop Show, views expressed on this show are my own unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. Today will be another short show. I still have a very, very bad call. I almost stayed in the bed today. This is the sixth day of this cold, and I'm trying to shake it. And I probably made it a little worse yesterday by giving the radio show. But I'm going to do at least a follow-up on yesterday's show, which was primarily on illegal immigration. Actually, there's no such thing as illegal immigration. Either you're here legally and you're an immigrant, or if you're not here, you're called an illegal alien. What is euphemistically called in the news an undocumented worker. When you break into the country and don't present your paper, you're committing a crime, a misdemeanor. In most other countries, you go to jail and be deported, not in the United States. We welcome criminals because that's what we're incentivizing, criminal behavior. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's a move afoot, and it's been going on for really many years, both under Democrats and Republicans, to throw open the borders and let as many people that can get here into the country and put them to work. Why? Large corporations want cheap, compliant labor. Not hard to understand. So the more unskilled workers that come across the border, whether it's the U.S.-Mexican border or come here from other countries and overstay their visa, as far as some in this country, not all, that's fine. The Democratic Party wants it because they would like to stay in power forever. What's been thrown out is the rule of law, because this is a massive disobedience. It's encouraging criminal behavior, and that causes a disrespect amongst the general population to the laws of the land when our leaders, including the president, both Republican and Democrat, show a blatant disregard to the existing law on the books and the lack of vigorous enforcement. We had it under the Bushes, and we're having it today under Obama. And unfortunately, many in the Republican Party, especially in the leadership, are going along with it, even though politically it would be the death knell of the Republican Party. Because if you look at presidential elections and look in terms of the Hispanic vote, for example, just as a measure, usually the Democrats get at least 60 to 70% of that vote. And I think it would continue. They would get at least 2 out of 3, if not 3 out of 4. So it's no secret why the Democratic Party is pushing for more and more illegal immigrants. Now, in order not to scare the American worker and to scare their other base, including blacks, for example, unskilled labor, their union members, they want to intentionally mislead their base into thinking, oh, it's only 10 or 11 million. Or as Jeb Bush said today, oh, it's only 12 to 13 million. Ladies and gentlemen, under the government's own statistic, we have over 10 million Americans today that are unemployed. And that's understating the problem in terms of being unemployed or underemployed, namely part-timers. There's over 20 million Americans today looking for a job. That should be priority number one. That should be any president's priority, putting the American citizens to work. And it's not. It is not. We're more concerned about the rights of illegal aliens that are committing crimes in this country than we are about American citizens born and raised here that can't find jobs. Your children and your grandchildren. Shame on both political parties. They have forgot what their priorities are. And they're telling the American people, once again, we don't care what you say. We're going to pass comprehensive immigration reform. The Democrats want it because they think they can maintain power for the next 200 years. And they will. If you flood it with illegal aliens, that's exactly what's going to happen. But you need to be very careful here. Right now, the Democratic Party, for example, gets about 95% of the black votes. Who are most, in terms of one group in this country, most effective by the flood of illegal aliens into this country? I will tell it. It's blacks. It is also teenagers and unskilled labor. Poor whites as well. That's who they're throwing under the bus, to use that term. They don't care if your sons and daughter can't find a summer job. They really don't. They're more interested in staying in power. And they think the pathway to power, the pathway to make sure that they get reelected forever, is to make sure that over a period of 5, 10, 15 years, that the majority of those illegal aliens become citizens. And it's not 11 million, it's not 12 million, it's not 13 million. It's anywhere between 30 and 50 million illegals are here today. And that, even that high number might be an underestimate. And I reviewed the show yesterday, and I must apologize, but I was under the weather, not thinking clearly. But I did give you references. The U.S. Border Patrol has a long history of its apprehensions, and you can get details by state, but by each year, how many people that they apprehend. In other words, sneaking over the border, that they detain and then send back. Now, I'm not talking deportations from within the country. I'm talking along the border. And from the early 1980s, really through about 2005, 2006, those numbers bounced around, but they were bouncing around more or less around a million. Some years it was much higher, some years it was a little bit lower than that, but a million apprehensions. Now, why is that number so important? Why am I keying on it? I'm going to really expand this issue. I'm not going to repeat yesterday's show, but you need to understand the magnitude of what we're talking about here. If you go talk to the U.S. Border Patrol, their supervisors, the people that see this every day and actually do the apprehending or detaining, they will tell you conservatively that anywhere from 3 to 5 people escape, or namely get across the border and go into the United States. For every one they apprehend, for every one. And some will even tell you that it's probably more like 7 or higher. And what I did yesterday is make the point, let's be real super conservative here. Let's assume it's on the low order. In other words, for every one apprehension, 3 illegal aliens escape and they get into the United States. And out of every 3 that do, one of the 3 comes back. In other words, he goes back into Mexico. And if he's from Mexico, he stays in Mexico. Or if he's from Central America or South America, they go home. So in other words, 2 stay. We apprehend 1, 2 get away. Now, this has been going on since the early 80s with over a million. We've always had illegal aliens in the United States. What is dramatically new is the sheer number of them starting in the 80s. And just so you recall, we had an amnesty program in the late 80s, in 1987. And we granted amnesty. At that time, the number was, we're going to give amnesty one time for 1 million illegal aliens. That was the number then. Oh, there's only 1 million. We turned out giving amnesty to 3 million, 3 times that. Remember that ratio. Now, today you've been told it's 11 million. It's not 11 million. It's somewhere between 30 and 50 million. And here's why. And I'm not going to take it back into the 80s. Let's start at 1990 and take it through 2013. That's 23 years. 23 years we've apprehended over 23 million. So if you just multiply that 23 million by 2, what do you get? You get 46 million. Are you beginning to see why I don't believe that 11 million number at all? It's another big lie being echoed by every major news and television and radio station. But it's a lie, folks. It's propaganda. You're being deliberately, intentionally misled. Because if the American people understood that we're talking 40 or 50 million illegal aliens, they'd be marching in the street. that'd be throwing out of office anyone for comprehensive immigration reform. People might be slow and they might be fooled by lies, but eventually they're waking up. And they're waking up that the elite, the ruling elite, both in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, are care less about the American worker, care less about people born and raised here. They care about power, and they care about money from your large corporations who want a cheap and compliant labor force. That's the reality. That's the dirty little secret that none of the news networks will touch. Who owns the major news network? It's large corporations. It's about power and money. You always ask the question, who benefits? Follow the money. Who benefits? And who benefits there are your large corporations. Now, one other thing, and this is where I'm going to expand it. There's a big debate raging, and it's been going on for many years. It's not new, that we have a shortage of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics graduates. And because of that, we need to increase the number of H-1B visas. In other words, encourage foreign students, principally, that come to school here, get educated in the United States to stay. Now, there's a problem with it, though. There isn't a shortage. There is not a shortage of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics American-born workers. There simply isn't. And the reason you can find that out is if there's any shortage, I don't care what the field is, what do most employers do if they really need to hire somebody? Yes, they pay big bonuses. They pay significantly higher wages. What's happened in the wages and the salaries of people in science, technology, and engineering and mathematics? It's essentially been fairly flat. There is no shortage. It's a myth, folks. It's a myth being perpetuated, many by the corporations in Silicon Valley, because they want cheap, compliant workers. In other words, if you give them any lip, they'll can you and hire somebody else. There is no shortage. And they know it. Now, why are they going along with the illegal immigration? Because they've been told if you want more of these visas, and they do. I've just listened to a video, and I've heard this video before, but it's been a while, that Bill Gates was testifying, and this was several years ago. He was asked, well, how many H-1B visas would you want? He basically said, infinity. The more, the merrier. Now, the reason I know this is a lie, I have been in the software industry. And I can remember when there were a lot of, and there still are, programmers that couldn't find a job. Or if they could, it was below what they in the past have made. You see, any industry, any career goes through periods of boom and bust. And if you truly have a serious need or shortage, what is the first reaction of an employer to get someone? I really need someone in this area. You're going to offer people more money. You're going to offer them bonuses, raises, job titles, benefits. That simply is not happening. It's not happening. We have tens of thousands of so-called STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, graduates, both bachelor's, master's, and PhD, that are unemployed, can't find jobs. You see, the problem is not a shortage of American workers with these skill sets. The problem is there's a shortage of jobs. Jobs. Not people, jobs. And one of the reasons is the people in Congress of both political parties in the House and the Senate are encouraging illegal immigration, and on the high end, more and more foreigners getting these visas. In the past, the unions used to be against illegal immigration. They're not anymore. And if you're in a union, you should be questioning your own leadership. Now, one of the reasons why they're doing it is union membership has been on the decline for over 60 years. Today in the private sector, less than 7% of the private sector is unionized. You know why? You can get a better deal by going to another company. You don't need unions. Really, the only place unionization has been increasing is in government. In government. That's why it's your government unions that are pushing for amnesty? Because usually the unions are, who do most union people, leadership at least, vote for? It's the Democratic Party. That's been part of their coalition. Why in the past the unions tried to protect their membership, not anymore. They're trying to increase their membership by a flood of illegal aliens into this country. And they're playing with dynamite, folks, because they can hide it for just so long. The truth is coming out, and there will be a tremendous backlash and pushback from the American people. That's why today the Democratic Party is in a panic mode, because it looks very clear that they're going to lose even more seats in the House as well as control of the Senate. Because the youth are waking up, women are waking up, and eventually the blacks will wake up. So unless you want a lifetime on welfare, food stamps, and Section 8 housing, you better wake up. Now, if that's what you want, vote for the Democratic Party. They're the Santa Claus Party. We'll give you a welfare benefit. We'll give you subsidized housing. We'll give you more food stamps. What they can't give you is a good-paying job, because that requires the creation of wealth, and that is done in the private sector. Those are where the jobs are. Job creation is primarily by new business formation and small businesses. That's what needs to be encouraged. Instead, our politicians are doing the bidding of large corporations. It is the large corporations, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that are pushing amnesty or a pathway to citizenship for these illegal aliens. Shame on them. Because every one of them are Americans with sons and daughters. Their attitude is, well, my son and daughter is going to college, so he'll never compete with an unskilled, uneducated, illegal alien. That's really the thought process. And that's why I've extended here. They also want to, your son and daughter, however, will compete from the people that get these H-1B visas. So it's not just at the low end, and most of the illegal aliens here are unskilled. Many of them do not speak a word of English. They're uneducated. They're hardworking, but they're uneducated. They can't speak the language. They can't read the language. And I'm saying English. But you also have to consider the high end, the college educated, where you need a degree. If you're going to go into the fields of engineering, science, mathematics, technology, first of all, you better learn how to speak English. But more importantly, you got to be good at science, mathematics, technology, computer programming, computer science. And that's where you need the college degree. And what the large corporations are doing is saying, let in more. And as Bill Gates is saying, let anybody in. He doesn't want a cap. There's a cap on it today. They're lobbying for it. And what Jeb Bush said today, we need more guest workers. Mr. Bush, have you looked at the unemployment statistics? Do you have any concern for the American worker? Why is this a great concern about people that their first thing they do in the United States is commit a crime? And then they aggravate the crime by getting fraudulent documents and then working here illegally. They don't have the legal status. In any other country, if you don't have the legal status, you'll go to jail and you'll be deported. That is just the rule of law. This model of, well, the way to grow the U.S. economy is a flood of have open borders, and the more the merrier, simply does not work. And it's hurting this country. And if you don't believe it, look at the decline in the economic growth rate. Look at the high and persistent unemployment rate. You don't think it has negative economic consequences? It sure does. What's been being created in Washington, D.C. is uncertainty. And bankrupting this country with more and more government spending that we cannot afford. More and more entitlement, welfare, and defense spending. And it eventually we will get it in not only a stagnating economy, which we have right now, and it's been going on every day since Obama's been in office and for the last year of the Bush administration. This is literally the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. It is the worst. We're still not back to the previous peak in employment. Yes, there are jobs for illegal aliens, but many of those jobs pay below the minimum wage if they're off the books. or at the minimum wage if they're on the books. That's what's going on. If we really address the issue, and all I'm asking and all the American people are asking is enforce existing immigration law and control the number of people that legally get in the United States and limit it and vary that number depending on what the unemployment rate is. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at Richland College, KDUX, or the DCCD. Thank you. Have a good day. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be much better, but my voice is going, if you can hear it. Back to the music.